East Coast Breakfast.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up for the master of man marking, the gladiator of the game plan, Durban City's dynamic coach, weighing in at four league titles, countless cups, and an unlimited supply of touchline tantrums. It's the bench boss bruiser, the dugout dictator, the guru of grit and graft. When he blows his whistle, even the Springboks start playing soccer. He doesn't play tick-a-tacka. He plays tick you off if you don't tack backa. Give it up for Gavin, the head hunter! Halala, hunter!
I thought it was quite
a 7 o'clock or a quiet interview.
I forgot my vuvuzela, coach. They deserved a vuvuzela after that. Yeah. Coach, so no matter what, whoever comes on East Coast Breakfast, we subject them to a round of quick fire questions before we start talking league and tactics and football and all those boring questions. Okay. So first thing that comes to mind.
Yes,
are you ready?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Okay, so first one. Early. So if you had to replace your whistle with a sound effect, what would it be?
Megaphone.
Love that. Explain your job to a five-year-old.
I took it over for Bondarenko. Remember that guy? Mind your language.
Victor Bondarenko.
He used to have the megaphone.
So, yeah, explain your job to a five-year-old.
Stop the ball, control the ball, and pass the ball. Oh.
What's a rule in soccer that should fall away?
That I would do away with?
Yeah.
I would do away with the throw-ins. I would do kick-ins.
Okay.
I like that. Mm. What's a coaching job you never want?
Right now, Notts Forest.
Oh, Nottingham Forest, yeah.
They've got three.
What's a Gavin Hunt phrase that the players are sick of hearing in training or the locker room?
Play the ball forward. We want to score goals.
Yeah. Which player would you trust to house it for you?
And right why? Now at my club? Yeah. McKees. I wouldn't start with him. My centre back.
Okay. Yeah. So this one. Start, bench or sell? Dane Clayt, Spurs, Shabalala, Bradley, Grobler.
Start Dane, bench Bradley, sell Shabalala.
That's why you're the coach.
Why is it?
That's why you're the coach.
That's so
smooth. Okay. I'm sorry.
What's the biggest misconception people have about you?
Well, when they see you on face value on television, not the person that you are. I'm a fun-loving guy. You'll see me every day at training. I'll make jokes and we'll have fun, but sometimes people change your moods, you know? And make you look like it on TV. But it's not me. I'm totally the opposite person to what you see on television.
So what's the last thing you Googled?
How to win football matches. ChatGPT. It normally gives you all the experts.
So Durban City coach Gavin Hunt joining us ahead of their massive clash against Kaizer Chiefs this Friday. If you don't get your tickets between now and then, don't be DMing me and saying, ask guy, because I'm telling you right now, they're going to be sold out.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those matches kicking off at 7:30, so it's a prime time. Coach, one of the questions I think everyone was asking when we heard that you're coming to KZN for the first time in your coaching career. I mean, how different has Durban been in terms of coaching here?
It's been very different. Look, I mean, I think obviously I've been in Johannesburg the last 27, 28 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, you sort of get acclimatized to the way things get done there. So, you know, you've got to sort of get on and do things differently here, which is understandable. I think the biggest thing we have here is facilities, you know, the training grounds and things like that. We need to try and improve on those type of things. And I think in Johannesburg, teams are working really on that. And the clubs here are really working hard on that now. The Arrows have done well. We've done well. We've got a nice facility now to start. And it's going to be good and those type of things, you know.
When you play against Chiefs, does it get personal for you, particularly because of your history with them? Is there something like extra when you go in there and then you're like, I'm going to show you today?
I can't show them. The players have to show them. Now, I think the one thing with Chiefs is you always get a better vibe in the stadium because they are the biggest club in South Africa in terms of support base, you know. And so you'll always get that vibe. And I think it's exciting for the players, more especially some of them who haven't played against Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah.
I think we've got a few who haven't played against them. So that'll be exciting for them.
Coach, My daughter has only recently got into footy, and then she found out about Bafana Bafana making it through to the World Cup. And she asked me, she said, "Dad, what are our chances in the World Cup?" And I said, "I don't think we're going to make it out of the group stages. Do you know anything that I don't?"
Well, the draw will tell you that, Darren. I think the draw, and I think with the World Cup being, I think it's a bit diluted, the World Cup now. There's so many teams, so you can get an easier draw. I think you're going to get one difficult team in your group. I think because they come out of different pots, they seed them and that. And I think, but there's certainly a chance for us to get through. I
mean,
Yeah, of course you can. Of course you can.
Yeah.
I think you're going to need, you'll need 4 points maybe. You know what I mean? You know, so if you could lose to the best team and then you have to beat one of them and draw the next one. I think 4 points normally get you in.
Follow-up question. Do we take the Bafana Bafana calculator to America? Or do they have calculators there?
Well, I think when it gets to that last game in the group stages, sometimes they're going to be tight. And I don't know how the whole thing works, if it's goal difference and all that.
We just need to make sure. Because remember the last time in 2014, we thought it was goal difference and then it was head-to-head. So I'll make sure of that and send them a tweet. So we on the match against Kaizer Chiefs on Friday at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. I do believe tickets on Ticket Pros. We also have Yolanda here, who's the brand and commercial manager for Durban City. Yolanda, give us all the details on how to get tickets. I believe Durban City is also running a special.
Yes, good morning, Sky. Good morning, East Coast family. So we have an amazing lineup this week. This is a very big fixture for us at Moses Mabhida. We are bringing back what has been the iconic Durban City Fridays. Mm-hmm. This is something that started in Pietermaritzburg. So we want to fill up that stadium on Friday. So the tickets are available at Ticket Pro and selected spa stores for 80 Rand. We're running this amazing promotion this week where if you present your ticket at one of our activations across Durban this week, all of the information is currently on our social media platforms. You get to buy this iconic jersey for 200 Rand. And I mean, this is worth 700 Rand. So we want to make sure that when Ikosi arrives from Johannesburg on Friday, the stadium is blue and red and we show our support for this amazing brand. Please, guys, Sky, I hope you're wearing the jersey.
Sky, which jersey will you be wearing?
Everyone wants to know, Sky.
I'm going to be wearing that blue and white.
I'm going to wear this one as well.
You can wear your Chiefs jersey.
I expect all of my partners, my sponsors, to be branded and we show our support.
Okay, so I'll do the half-half. I'll do the half-half, guys. Chiefs. Durban City.
Yes.
No, half-half. Like, half jersey. Like, coach, because you're my guy.
Yeah.
You're my guy. You know? Yeah.
That also means...
be okay.
It does also mean you can't sit in the stands. You have to go sit on the fence.
100%. 100%.
Might hang you from the top there.
the sky call.
Yeah, the sky call.
Hey, how's that? Yes.
I must add that our sponsors have gone all out in ensuring that we fill up that stadium on Friday. These good that you have in your bags, please do unbox them.
Yeah.
You know, our title sponsor, Johnson, tomorrow is hosting a store launch in Springfield from 12 until 2.
And we can get the jerseys there.
You can definitely get the jerseys there. We will be there. My full team, including my technical team, Coach Gavin, we will all be there tomorrow to say thank you to this amazing title sponsor that has just done incredibly amazing for our brand. So,
all right, fantastic. We'll see you there. Yeah. Durban City Coach, Gavin Hunt, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, we'll see you Friday. From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.